What's up, guys, and welcome back to The Force Unscripted. We have the bonus episode for our Bounty Hunter episode today. We have a few questions from our viewers, and then we're going to be playing 20 questions at the end. So we'll get started with the first question. How do the ethical implications of technological advancements, such as the Death Star, parallel real-world concerns about the misuse of technology?
Nukes! Nukes! Nuclear technology! We're gonna blast ourselves back into the fucking Stone Age.
I'm just gonna include the second part of this, because it's just, you can answer both at the same time.
Sure.
So the second part of the question is the pursuit of technological superiority inherently morally problematic? It's a lot of big words there.
I know, right? Fucking big words for fucking three halves of one idiot.
I think you're the only idiot here.
I don't know about that one, Chief. You're the least educated here.
Yeah, we could say that. I also make the most money here.
Not anymore, baby! Okay, maybe, but that's beside the point. So, like, as far as the ethical God, this is a lot of big fucking words. Ethical implications of technological advancements. Parallel world. Like, with the Death Star, just fucking nukes. Like, eventually we're gonna blast ourselves back into the Stone Age, which is just a step down from the fucking Death Star blasting an entire planet back to their composite atoms. Having that much power is just, it just seems unnecessary. Like it could just be, it could always be misused. Like, it's just fucking, I guess that does lead to, like, the second part, like, is the pursuit of technological superiority inherently morally problematic? God, that's a lot of words. But, I mean, yes, like, and if you even, like, think about, like, Star Wars has two extremes of this. You have the Seeruk in the Legends timeline, who they are so technologically advanced that they have moved past the need for bodies by putting, like, their essence into, like, machines to basically live forever, or have, like, you know, slaves that never die, because they're trapped in a mechanical body that's never going to age, and it's their essence, so it's their consciousness, like, it's in a fucking machine, and, like, you can just you can have a slave for life, like, and then you have the exact opposite of that with the Yuuzhan Vong. Like, they hate technology. They have, like, the bio equivalent of it, you know, they hate metal, but they still think that their shit being, like, life technology, if you want to word it like that, is the superiority, and that they're on a conquest to get rid of anyone who uses, like, technology from metal and computers and non-organic things. So, like, regardless of what side you're on, whether you're, like, for organic, like, technology or for non-organic technology, like, I feel like at some point you're gonna misuse that shit, and at some point you're gonna think, ah, this is way better than the other shit, let's push our stuff into the forefront of society.
Yeah, I mean, unless the entire purpose of your culture, species, city, planet, whatever, is entirely focused on promoting charity and research instead of war. Like, if you're a peaceful people, sucks for you, because that never works out well for you in Star Wars. But if you are pursuing purely charitable and knowledge-based, you know, things with technology, then I don't think it's morally problematic. But, yeah, there's always going to be somebody who's like, what if I just build a Death Star and kill everyone, and then everyone does what I say? There's always going to be one of those guys.
I don't know if this comes up in Star Wars at all, but definitely a real world thing is, like, the latest, like, cancer treatments or whatever. Like, yeah, that is, like, very much considered a technological advancement. But, like, even it is, like, slightly morally problematic too, because you have this life-saving technology and you're charging tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars to receive it. And people who need, like, not everyone who needs the treatment for those diseases is going to have those kind of funds. So, like, I feel like even then you start borderlining, you know, like, morally incompetent at that point. I don't know. I assume there's some cases of that in fucking Star Wars. I mean, like, I know there is, not necessarily for, like, you know, advancement of medical stuff for the benefit of people, but definitely for, like, the creation and generation of, like, fucking bioweapons, like the one that Cadus uses to basically be like, fuck the Fett genome for all of fucking Mandalore.
Yeah, there's always going to be somebody who's going to use the cool shit, the shit that did good stuff, for a nefarious purpose, or they're going to try and profit off of it.
Yeah, the greed of one person will always overtake any morals, whether it's the greed for power or monetary gain.
If you could build the Death Star, had the resources and the money, would you do it?
Yes.
What would you do with the Death Star? If you say blow me up, I swear to God.
Definitely not blow up Nikita.
He'd be like, yo, Nikita, you want to be the first person to go to Mars? And I'd be like, oh boy, would I? And then as soon as I get there, I just see a fucking green laser coming at me to blow me to oblivion.
Or he's like, you want to be the first, you know, human to touch Mars? And he hands you a like piece of rubble.
Wouldn't that make him the first person?
Nah, he's wearing gloves. He's wearing gloves. He's an evil Star Wars motherfucker. He's wearing gloves.
I feel like Exotic is petty enough to blow Mars the fuck up just to play a sick joke on me.
You would definitely be on Mars.
What the fuck?
I'll let you get some excitement for being the first human on Mars and then shatter it right then and there.
You know what? At least I'd die happy because I wouldn't fucking know. Like, the people in Alderaan, they didn't know they got blown to smithereens. So, like, you know what? At least I died happy. I exploded happy.
Or I could just, like, pull off, like, the Death Star shot in Rogue One where they just destroy the surface.
This motherfucker is going to do a single reactor ignition just to give me a nuclear fallout death.
You'll see it. That's true toxicity. It'll be painless.
That's no. It'll be painless. God damn it, you're evil.
If I had a Death Star, dude, I'd be like half the galaxy away.
But like, you would need a million people. You'd need a million people.
No, I'll just install IG-88.
You know what?
You have access to IG-88?
There's no other droids. What's he gonna take over? Well, I mean, he can't install his consciousness and his, you know, his binary code on a whole bunch of droids if no droids exist, right?
He's love how
one AI in the Death Star.
One of you is like, I'm gonna blow up my op. And the other one's like, I just want to fuck off into the universe.
Absolutely.
I personally wouldn't build a Death Star, but I would build like a death hut, just death by snoo snoo, go out a very peaceful way. Actually, I feel like a death hut would be like a robotic hut and would be against there would be no slime or soft pudgy. Never mind. I retract that statement.
It'd be like a synthetic slime. Oil.
There's just something. Yeah, there's just not. It's not as appealing if it's not secreted by biological functions. All right. Anyways, we've gotten off topic with this
fuck.
Never mind. I didn't say anything.
Hunter, you sure you don't want to change your mind to jump in that star?
Yeah, dude. Woo. Single reactor ignition. You say?
Yeah.
I hate it here. On God. Man just has simple sexual fantasies and gets fucking shit talked for him. Okay.
Definitely not simple, but okay.
Bro, I just want to fuck a giant slug. What's not simple about that?
Everything. You know why most people don't get made fun of for those things?
Because they keep them to themselves.
Yeah, they don't spout them on a podcast that, you know, thousands of people listen to.
Bold of you to assume thousands of people listen to this shit. Actually, no, that's pretty accurate. I think we just hit like 30,000, so.
Okay, thank you. I'm like, what do you mean?
Shit, thousands of people have heard me and my hut boner. Okay, but you have a Mando boner and he has a Wookiee boner, as if those are any better.
We're not talking about fucking them.
Yeah, if we made merch, the first thing we're making is something about you and a hut and fucking. That it's going on a shirt.
I don't agree to this. Veto.
Majority rules.
God damn it. Wait, you never know. Brick3PO on my side. Brick3PO is not going to side with me.
Nope.
God damn it. Just start your fucking segment. I hate you guys.
Is that all the questions we have?
Yeah, that was it.
Okay. All right. So we're going to go into 20 questions now. I'm actually going to let Exotic start because I don't have a character picked yet.
Okay.
Is it a Wookiee?
No.
Is it a Jedi?
No.
I'm actually out of questions.
Is it a mercenary?
No.
Is it a clone trooper?
Yeah.
There we go. I had to go down the list.
What was that dude he was talking about in the main episode? It's not Spar. What was the dude's name?
Clip?
No.
Kips?
Was it the Mandalorian from the main episode? Or the clone trooper from the main episode?
No.
Fuck.
I gotta make it that easy for you?
Yes.
Is it... Wait, is it a clone officer or a regular trooper?
You can't ask more question. Yeah.
Well, I mean, are they an officer?
Yes.
The opposite is, yeah, okay.
Fuck, dude, I don't know any fucking officers.
Well, okay, there's Wolf, Rex, Cody, Fox.
Is it Fox?
Bakara.
No.
Bakara, Bly, Gree.
Are you counting as questions?
No, fuck no, nope. Please.
No, no. Did I put a question inflection on them? No.
Kind of.
As much as I hate to agree with him, he's kind of right. But no, those are not questions.
I put a am I stupid inflection on it.
Is it Rex?
No.
Are they equal to or above commander rank?
You said equal to or above commander?
Yes.
No.
Okay. So we know it's so not Cody.
Captain, lieutenant, sergeant.
Yeah, the second y'all brought military into this shit, y'all lost me. Fuck that. Is it someone who goes out in a badass way in the Clone Wars series?
Yes. I'd consider it badass, yeah. Surprised y'all haven't asked, like, what regiments or companies are from.
I was getting down to that when I could figure out which ranks it was going to be.
Is it heavy?
No.
Are they 501st?
Yes.
Is it fives?
No.
Is it Echo?
No. I don't know why you asked for fives. We don't know that fives died yet. And the kid already asked if he went out in a badass way.
Oh, true. Damn, I just wasted a question. Shit.
It's okay. You're just doing your best Nikita cosplay. Is it Jesse?
Yes, it is Jesse.
Fuck yes! Got it on lucky number 13, baby.
Guess that would be a badass way to go.
Yeah, yeah, he's one of like my favorite troopers just because he has the fucking big-ass Republic fucking tattoo on his head and his helmet. And he is a lieutenant.
I was working my way.
I had to double check to see because whenever he demoted Rex, I don't know if they like theoretically promoted him, but no, he stayed lieutenant.
All right, let's do yours.
Okay, go.
Is it a hut?
No. God damn, I hate you guys.
Is it a Jedi?
No.
Is it human?
Yes.
Are they prominent in the canon timeline?
No.
All right, Winch, is all you.
Well, okay, what do you...
Character
what do you,
on the same time.
Well, like, what do you mean by prominent? Like, do they exist or are they important?
Do they show up more than, like, three times in the canon timeline?
No.
Okay, but the way he worded that... makes it kind of seem like they do show up in canon or existing in canon.
That a question?
At least once.
No, you gave us that one.
Did I?
Maybe. Are they a mercenary?
Hold on, I'm thinking. Give me a second. I'm going to go with yes. So,
mercenary human from Legend that has shown up possibly in canon.
At least maybe exists, but is not shown up more than twice in the media. Are they Clone Wars era?
I need a little bit more clarification on that. Like, are you asking if they were relevant during the Clone Wars? Were they alive during the Clone Wars? Like,
yeah, were they alive during the Clone Wars?
Yes.
Are they a part of any large groups of mercenaries?
No. It's one of those things where, like, if it is, it's never fucking mentioned. So I'm just going to go with no.
Were they alive during original trilogy?
Yes.
Do they appear in one of the OG movies at least once?
Yes.
That's where he got you with that question, Exotic.
What?
You're like, do they show up in the media more than three times?
I said if they were prominent. He told me to expand on it.
Definitely not prominent.
Were they ever shown in a scene at the same time as Vader?
Yes.
Did that scene also include Boba Fett?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Alright, Exotic. We've got Bosk, but he's not human. We've got Dengar. Is it Dengar?
Damn it, yes.
I was about to say, fuck, it's gotta be the motherfucker with the fucking white shit around his head.
He's yeah, it's Dengar.
Get blasted.
I mean, didn't we say in the main episode that, like, bounty hunters are considered mercenaries?
Yeah, and that's why I immediately was like, if they were in the original movies and they're a mercenary, what times would they be seen? It's either at Jabba's palace or the scene with Vader.
Dengar has shown up a lot more than three times, just letting you know.
Really?
He showed up in the Clone Wars at least six.
Six? I remember once. I don't remember six.
He was in that whole like Bounty Hunter arc. He was in a few episodes.
Oh, then my bad on that one. I wasn't trying to mislead you. I actually did know that. I could remember one time where I remember seeing him and then never again.
Yeah, he was in that whole arc with Obi-Wan fucking getting plastic surgery to look like a bounty hunter that he just
I still wouldn't say that counts him as being prominent though.
He was part of that group that they kind of brought together.
But yeah, y'all got it in 10 questions. Congratulations, fuckers. You got your character?
Yep.
Is it a Mando?
Nope.
Is it a human?
Nope.
Are they present in Legends?
Yep.
Do they also exist in canon?
Yep.
Are they humanoid?
Yes.
Okay.
Are they a bounty hunter?
No.
Are they a Jedi?
Yes.
Do they exist post Order 66 in the canon timeline?
Absolutely not.
They got cucked.
A Jedi humanoid who gets murked. Well, not necessarily, but just not alive after Order 66. Are they a master?
Yes.
Do they have a Padawan that we know of?
Hold on. Not that Exotic would know of.
The only Padawan in Legends.
Think. Yeah, she may have had one.
She?
In Legends. She.
The Depa Balaba?
No. Exotic would know that one.
Is it Luminara Unduli? Is it Ayla Secura?
Yes.
Hell yeah, bro. Jedis are my shit.
I just said she.
Yeah, we would have been cucked if he just didn't give us she for free.
Yeah, for real.
You right. Nah. You right.
The second you did that, I was like, oh yeah, my list goes down to like six people.
Well, I mean, it still could have been anyone alive before the Clone Wars.
Yeah, but yeah, I know you don't know much about Jedi, so...
I mean, I watched...
I kind of laid on that one, I'm not going to lie.
I've read all of the Old Republic books and the ones before. And
yes, but that still limits it down to like very few, especially since you were like unsure about the status of a Padawan in one and not the other. Because most of the characters that we see have like clear Padawans that we would know. Like my worst guess was probably Luinara because we know she has fucking Barriss. Get shit on. You know,
I was looking at the Wikipedia. And I was reading about the Depa Balaba had the vision about Secura, and then she was shared that with her Padawan. So the her I was referring to was Depa Balaba in my head, but I was just like, oh yeah, she. And then you were like, oh shit.
I'm a genius. Just giving my credit for that one.
I'll give it to you.
Let's go.
Is that it? Wait, or
that's it. Damn, I got two this time. Hell yeah. We need to start adding Brick3PO to this too. Make him come up with a character. He would struggle. He'd be like, I don't know the answer to this question. I don't know the answer to that one. Hold on. He'd be fact-checking his fucking pick the entirety of the session.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. That has been the Force Unscripted bonus episode for our Bounty Hunter episode. Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure to like, subscribe, hit the bell, follow us on all the socials, Twitter, formerly known as X, Blue Sky, Instagram. Our website, forceunscripted.com. Am I missing one? Oh, you know, I got them all. There's too many. I don't have enough fingers for them. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Later.
May the Force be with you, everyone. We'll catch you on the next one.